It is also quite a sensitive issue with the Canadians that in some instances in the past, we have sat down and in good faith negotiated a number and then gone back to them with a new number, due primarily the last time we did it because of information that we got from the SSC that that corresponded to what the track had done and opened up the possible range. So we went back and did it. Unfortunately, that was the third time we had gone back to the Canadians to do that. So they're quite sensitive over that whole process. This past year, the of the three species that we work on with the Canadians, the one that took by far the longest to negotiate was yellowtail flounder. The TMGC pushed as hard as they could to get the absolute upper range of the number given by the track. The Canadians took a very long time to agree to that and essentially put the requirement on the U.S. delegation to make the justification given the science that we had seen that we could even go that high. So it's just sort of a little bit of a background. And I have to just reiterate their sensitivity to all of this. You know, the concept that we can go back a fourth time and renegotiate this, I think is fraught with a bunch of problems. One, it's my opinion, but I at least have some information and having had side conversations with members of the Canadian side, that they would be very reluctant to reopening the negotiations. I believe that, in fact, it might be the thing that causes this whole agreement to come unravel.